there is no other option. I mean, in order to be successful in this field, you need to be global. And we are, of course, working hard on making a French champion in this field that will be selling as much as they can abroad, instead of importing solutions to serve our French market of elderly people.
That's Jérôme Arnaud, president of Silver Valley, a cluster of French companies working in the silver economy sector based just outside Paris. Set up last year, they now have 160 members and aim to have 300 by 2018.
The government has been playing its role, which has been to put the spotlight on the topic. And then we have all this support in terms of financing, about export risk management and all these kind of things, which I think is quite good to be successful. Now we just need to be daring and spending energy and convincing other countries.
Whether it's reading glasses with incorporated hearing aids or Sammy the robot companion, French companies are not short on inventions or ideas. But as the silver economy here is a relatively new sector, most companies are startups.
Silver economy is a huge opportunity. It's really a booming and emerging sector. But it's really impossible for a small and medium company in France to do business by itself in USA, for example.
That's Eric Morin, head of the Innovation and Technologies Division with UB France, a state-funded agency which acts as a kind of business developer, helping small companies get a foothold abroad. Representatives in some 70 countries identify where the best markets are and how to access them.
Besides identifying the market, we help them to identify customers, to really understand what's going on in the different markets, because the way the silver economy is funded is different country per country. So it's very important to have an interesting proposal, but also to identify the right partner and the right people to go with if they want to succeed.
UB France helped Roland Sicard, head of an e-health company called La Valérienne, test his app on the American market.
You have to know about Americans' healthcare practices, and you have to lean on American universities, which act as an interface. So UB France selected companies that could be interested in our product and got feedback. That meant we didn't travel abroad for nothing. Then we had B2B meetings, and the companies we met are interested in buying it.
UB France also helps small companies find financing via public bodies like COFAS. The company reimburses the debt only if it succeeds in exporting its product. It's a way of cushioning the risk factor, says COFAS's Caroline Wood.
The aim is to lighten companies' financial burden and to give them a safety net so that they can invest without putting their company at risk, without endangering everything that they've built and the jobs that go with it here in France.
Despite state support, companies still struggle to communicate on the silver economy, says Jérôme Pinier, founder of Silver Echo Portal and head of a syndicate of silver economy companies.
Nobody wants to see and to look at the fact that it's getting more and more elderly. It's a very, very complex marketing and communication in silver economy.
Faced with this fear of aging, Pinier's recently launched a Twitter challenge, #ToSilver, meaning all silver. It invites people working in the silver economy sector to post pictures of themselves looking older using apps like Aging Booth or Oldify.
We have to admit that we will be seniors, all of us, because silver economy is not only elderly people business, it's our business. We are all getting old, so we have to assume the fact that we are getting old.
The Twitter challenge has been popular with French media, but Pinier admits some people working in the sector were reluctant to age, even virtually, in public. Alison Heard, RFI, Paris.